Guest post, Peter Canala is a solutions architect at Trifecta Technologies, Force.com MVP, and Salesforce Developer Group Organizer. He holds 6 Salesforce certifications, blogs regularly at peternoll.com, and is active on Twitter at Peter Canala. Peter Canala Lightning Components Extensions Inheritance. The Lightning Component Framework supports inheritance hierarchies through component extension. There are similarities to inheritance in Apex or other object-oriented programming languages like Java, but instead of applying to classes, they apply to components. In some ways, the similarities can make learning about component inheritance easier to pick up if you have experience developing with an object-oriented programming language. However, there are differences and concepts specific to Lightning component inheritance to keep in mind, which will be covered in detail in the rest of this post. If you don't have an object-oriented background, that's perfectly fine, too, and you'll have the added advantage of not having to frequently correct yourself from saying subclass and superclass where you really mean subcomponent and supercomponent. Extending the Lightning component. When a component extends another component, it inherits all of the helper methods and attributes. It also has the ability to call supercomponent controller actions, but don't do it, more on that later. All event handlers and the supercomponent are inherited by the subcomponent. Additionally, they can both handle the same event, but the ordering of handler execution is not defined, kind of like multiple Apex triggers on a single object. When you want to create a component that can be extended, you must set a value of true for the extensible attribute of the aura component. By default, components are not extensible, just like Apex classes are not. As an example, consider a component, object panel, that displays some basic information about a Salesforce object in a uniform way, has a section that allows subcomponents to display a group of records however they wish, and also provides common methods to interact with the database and its helper. Since one of the main features is to show the records and operate on them, and the object panel does not provide its own list of records, it is defined as abstract by specifying abstract equals true. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Here is an example of the object panel component being extended by the account panel component. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The extends attribute is set to the C object panel component to indicate that the account panel is a subcomponent of the C object panel component. Note the C that precedes the object panel in the extends attribute. It is the namespace of the component being extended, which in this case is the default namespace. If you were extending a component in a managed package, you'd use its namespace. Attribute inheritance in Lightning components. The attributes declared in the supercomponent are available in the subcomponent to use and to set. The S object type and field supercomponent attributes are set with aura set, and the record supercomponent field is iterated over. Additionally, the subcomponent has declared its own attribute, show, account, warning. You may have noticed the use of an attribute named body in the supercomponent as !v.body, and also noticed that there is not a declaration for it in any of the code. Where did it come from? The body attribute is inherited from the root level aura component component from which all of the other components descend. The body is defined as all of the free markup in the component, i.e., not contained in aura set, aura register, etc. Normal attributes that are inherited are shared between the super and subcomponent, so there is only one attribute with the same value, but the body attribute's inheritance is different. The body attribute can have different values at different levels of the inheritance hierarchy. The way it works is that a subcomponent's body is evaluated and passed to a supercomponent to use as !v.body, and that supercomponent's body is evaluated and is passed to its supercomponent, and so on, until there's no supercomponent and the body is inserted into the document.body. In the example, body of the account panel consists of the aura iteration, and what it renders to is what is available in the !v.body, used in the object panel. Helper and controller inheritance in Lightning components. The subcomponent has a link that it renders that executes its navigate to record controller method when it is clicked, and a similar link to delete a record. The controller of the subcomponent is defined as. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The object panel supercomponent has a helper with the navigate to record and delete record methods defined. The subcomponent just inherits it and can use it without needing any additional code. It does not even need to define its own helper at all. You may ask yourself, why can't the supercomponent define a controller method navigate to record that the subcomponent can simply use, thereby eliminating the need for the subcomponent to even define a controller? The answer is that it can, for now. However, don't do it because it might be deprecated in the future. The controller functions are meant to handle events such as user interactions within the component itself. The helper is where all shared JavaScript should reside. The supercomponent defines a method in its helper to get the list of S objects after the component is initialized. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The loadList method provides a way for subcomponents to hook into it to perform any necessary processing prior to retrieving the records from the server-side action. By default, when a helper method is called in a supercomponent, the supercomponent's implementation is used and not the overriding subcomponents. To do that, the concrete component must be retrieved, component.getConcreteComponent, and its helper called. If the subcomponent does implement the pre-load process, then its implementation will be called. Interfaces and Lightning Components. A component can implement multiple interfaces, but extend only a single component. This is just like Apex, which allows a class to implement multiple interfaces but only extend a single class. An interface can only declare attributes and cannot have anything else defined in it. Because interfaces are limited to attributes only and can't have any code or other markup, it is less likely that you'll define your own in your custom components, but there are some use cases. There are a couple of places where interfaces do make sense. One is the marker interface pattern, which enables other code to process components that implement the marker in a certain way, being able to make assumptions about the components that implement it. Another is to provide a set of attributes in a standard way across components. For example, you might have a pagination interface that defines all of the attributes such as page size, page number, has next, etc., that a component that implements pagination would support. JavaScript is loosely typed and there is no concept of interfaces in it, but the JavaScript API in the Lightning Component Framework provides a way to test if a component implements an interface. You can use the instance of method on the component object to test if a component implements an interface, for example, component.instance of C-variable. Lightning Component Examples, Tutorials and Resources. For more information on controllers in the Lightning Component Framework, refer to the Lightning Component Developer's Guide. For a quick overview and introduction to Lightning Components, visit the Lightning Components page on Salesforce Developers. If you're ready to learn hands-on while earning badges to demonstrate your skills, start the Lightning Components module in Trailhead.